A reflection for the third week of Lent. The covenant with Moses. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. Numbers chapter 20, verses 9 and 11. Hope does not disappoint. Really? Even this year? Hope does not disappoint? Wildfires scorch the earth. A virus disrupts the world. Friends reject us. Families fall apart. It can be hard to hear the words, "Hope does not disappoint." Bad things happen that can't be stopped or reversed. How does hope not disappoint? What kind of promise is this? The Israelites are not overly enthused with the results of the promises that have led them out of slavery. Surely, they were not expecting to wander thirsty, hungry, and tired in a wasteland for years on end. Similarly, in this endless pandemic season, we have been called to let go of our expectations. We settle for more screen time, more faces disguised by masks in hallways, more changed holidays and traditions. Perhaps like our own, Moses' frustration is clear. What shall I do with these people? What are we supposed to do with this reality? When the next step makes no sense, or the solution is murky at best, it is only reasonable to feel disappointed, abandoned. Moses struggles with a people who expect their exodus from slavery to look different too, to have less wandering, and to simply have water to drink. How does one find water, sustenance, when there simply isn't any? How can you trust you won't die of thirst if you don't even know where to find what you seek? Except, we don't always know everything God has placed in front of us. Truthfully, who in a million years would expect water to flow from a rock? Perhaps Moses hoped for a roadmap to a well or a spring. Instead, he is told to strike the rock. And, sure enough, water. In the gospel, we see Jesus and the Samaritan woman at a reliable source of water. Jesus says to the woman at the well, "If you knew the gift of God, if only you knew what God knows." The conversation is nothing she expected, and like her, God gives us what we need, whether we know it or not. Be it water to nourish our bodies for a journey that we don't know the end to, or perhaps not water at all, but living water. Hope for eternal life. God finds ways to provide us what we need to nourish our hope, always. And hope has a longer view than sometimes only one person can hold. Moses never made it. Hope is not always just ours to hold. It is always bigger than us as individuals. Indeed, hope is a shared load held collectively by families, communities, and care teams. We share in it, and we take turns holding it for one another in times when real hope seems lost. Moses carried hope for the Israelites that eventually got them to the promised land, even if he never made it himself. Even as we hand hope to another in the depth of our despair, we might still find within ourselves a dull glimmer of it in spite of ourselves. Hope for hope's sake. This too serves a purpose. This too points us toward eternal life, our promised land? Do we know when the gift of God is right in front of us? Who can hold your hope when you can't see it for yourself?